Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. The past year gave us notable reissues and previously unreleased recordings from John Coltrane, Nat King Cole, Stan Getz, Wes Montgomery, Eric Dolphy, Art Pepper, and others. In the next hour, we'll hear music from all of those artists as we survey the best historical releases of 2019, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. guitarist Wes Montgomery doing his composition 4-on-6 from the 2019 Resonance Records release Back on Indiana Avenue, the Carol DeCamp recordings, one of several previously unreleased Montgomery anthologies that Resonance has put out in recent years. David Brent Johnson here with you on Nightlights, and at the end of each year, I always take a look back at some of the most notable reissues and previously unreleased recordings of historical jazz from the past 12 months. It's always a subjective exercise, and there's never enough time to play everything that I've found of interest, so you can see an expanded list of titles on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. We'll start off with music that features one jazz artist at the beginning of his career and another in the twilight years of hers. Hitting the Ramp, The Early Years, is a 7-CD set documenting pianist and singer Nat King Cole's trio on the verge of stardom as the 1940s got underway. While the music never stops, captures a live performance by singer Betty Carter with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in 1992. Here's the Nat King Cole trio and Jivin' with the Notes on Nightlights.
Love is often over too fast. Make it last. Let me stay in your spell. Love is sweet, so let's say. Thank you. at each new dawn. I'll start with my heart unafraid. Let the flames linger low. Let the fire burn longer and slow.
Vocalist Betty Carter performing Make It Last with a big band and strings at Jazz at Lincoln Center in 1992 from the 2019 release The Music Never Stops. We heard the Nat King Cole Trio before that doing Jivin' with the Notes in 1940 with Cole joined by guitarist Oscar Moore and bassist Wesley Prince from the 7-CD Cole box set Hittin' the Ramp, The Early Years. Previously unheard recordings now from two mid-20th century tenor saxophone icons. In 2018, an unreleased 1963 album featuring John Coltrane called Both Directions at Once surfaced. In 2019, even more new music emerged from the so-called classic Coltrane Quartet, recorded in 1964 for a Canadian film called The Cat in the Bag, a session date evidently brought about as a result of the director's friendship with Coltrane's bassist Jimmy Garrison. We get to hear the Coltrane Quartet just a few months away from making A Love Supreme. 2019 also saw the release of a performance by a popular peer of Coltrane's, Stan Getz, holding court at New York City's Village Gate in late 1961, on the verge of elevating his own profile with a string of bossa nova jazz albums. From that 1961 club recording, here's Stan Getz and Where Do You Go on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Coltrane and Blue World, the title track from a previously unreleased album of the Coltrane Quartet in 1964, with McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Stan Getz before that with Where Do You Go, accompanied by Steve Kuhn on piano, John Nevis on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, from the 2019 release Getz at the Gate, recorded live in New York City in 1961. I'll have more notable historic jazz releases from the past year in just a few moments. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitors Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the best historical releases of 2019 on Nightlights. Featuring notable historic jazz releases from 2019 on this edition of Nightlights, music that was either reissued or released for the very first time in the past year. Our next set highlights several notable performers of the 1960s whose work edged into the realm of the avant-garde while remaining accessible to a wider jazz audience, and whose reputations have only grown in decades since. We'll hear a lovely version of Duke Ellington's Come Sunday from multi-instrumentalist Eric Dolphy, whose 1963 recordings for producer Alan Douglas's label were compiled along with previously unissued alternate takes on the Resonance Records set Musical Prophet, as well as this selection from pianist Rand Blake and vocalist Gene Lee, who had teamed up in 1962 for a critically acclaimed album called The Newest Sound Around. Their spare but wide-ranging and haunting approach is on display again in 2019's The Newest Sound You Never Heard, a 2-CD set of recordings made in Europe in 1966 and 1967. From it, here's On Green Dolphin Street on Nightlights. Thank you.
love game, planning to stay. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments of fun, memories live in my heart. Still I recall the love I found, and I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street.
Eric Dolphy performing Duke Ellington's Come Sunday on bass clarinet with Richard Davis on bass from the 2019 Resonance release Musical Prophet. Vocalist Gene Lee and pianist Rand Blake before that doing On Green Dolphin Street from the 2019 2-CD set The Newest Sound You Never Heard. I'll close out this annual historical jazz survey with music from one of the recent entries in Jazzmen Records' ongoing Spiritual Jazz series, which documents what the label describes as modal, esoteric, and deep jazz from the mid to late 20th century. And a track as well from one of the albums saxophonist Art Pepper made for the Artist House label at the end of the 1970s, gathered together in a 2019 box set called Promise Kept. First, from Spiritual Jazz Volume 9, Blue Notes, which draws on recordings done for the Blue Note label in the 1960s and 70s, here's trumpeter Eddie Gale performing The Rain on Nightlights.
The tears away from your eyes. Thank you.
I close with saxophonist Art Pepper performing Stardust with George Cables on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums from the 2019 box set Promise Kept, the complete Artist House recordings. We also heard trumpeter Eddie Gale performing The Rain from the anthology Spiritual Jazz Volume 9, Blue Notes. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can hear many previous programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitors Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.